Welcome, everyone, to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Glenn Mack. Now, on this Tuesday, we've got a lot to talk about with this Philadelphia Eagles first-place team.
Feels better. And we'll talk feels about better, doesn't it?
Do you feel a little grimy after rooting for the Dallas Cowboys on Monday?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I held my nose, and I there were times I couldn't do it, but you need the greater good.
It was actually the perfect game because both teams looked absolutely awful.
Terrible.
Last 2 minutes of the game were terrific. DeSean Jackson, just a bonehead decision, and then he comes back with a touchdown catch.
Yeah, and so the Cowboys, the Cowboys win, and all is good in the Valley because now you have the real opportunity.
Yeah, and all four teams are still in it in the NFC East. We will talk about the division, of course, a little later on. We'll talk about fantasy football and the playoff situation that you might be in. Are you in the playoffs?
One out of two.
Okay, then you're in as well. And we'll talk about this current Eagles team, Glenn. There's a lot going around about the team now. The reported DeMarco Murray, unhappiness with his role, or at least questioning his role in the offense. Ryan Matthews back on the practice field today.
Good.
Hopefully he'll be in line to play on Sunday against a really good Buffalo Bills team, which I think should not be underrated at all. I think they're really good.
I think it's really close. Yeah, it's a really – and both teams kind of struggling for the playoffs.
So you be Chip Kelly. How are you going to handle the running backs?
I'm going to not care for now about DeMarco Murray and his feelings. I'm going to look at the opponent and decide what is best. I have four options there, and I will use all those options.
That's the way to do
it. You know, down the road, you're going to have to deal with DeMarco Murray and his contract and his unhappiness. But right now, you just got to win games.
Yeah, and the Eagles do have depth. Why not use the depth, including Darren Sproles and Kenyon Barner? So the Eagles making some moves with the roster. The Eagles back on the training field, putting the win on Sunday behind them. Looking ahead to the first of three straight home games. Huge moment for the Eagles here in December. Let's get you caught up with everything happening at the NovaCare Complex. It's our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles were back at work here at the NovaCare Complex on Tuesday as they get set for another AFC matchup, this time with the Buffalo Bills as they come to Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. The big story here at the NovaCare Complex was the return of former Eagles running back LeSean McCoy. We heard from defensive coordinator Bill Davis as well as players inside the locker room on what it will be like to face the Eagles' all-time leading rusher.
Shady's on top of it right now. He's playing the best you've seen him play. He's peaking right now like he does a lot of times. I think always in November and December, you've seen him be at his best.
I know he has a specific skill set that really, I think he's the only back in the league with you know, what he has. He's obviously probably one of the most elusive runners in the game.
It's definitely going to be emotional. The fans' reactions are going to be emotional. I think Shady was loved here by a lot of people, the fans especially. I think the fans loved him. I don't know. We'll see on Sunday how they ultimately felt.
One thing we do know that he does love to, you know, cut back and, you know, change direction of the field. So I just don't want to end up on nobody's highlight tape.
Last night, the Dallas Cowboys defeated the Washington Redskins on a late field goal. And as a result, the Eagles, Redskins, and Giants are now all tied for first place at 5-7. And while the 5-7 record isn't exactly where the Eagles thought they would be at this point in the season, we heard from players on still being tied for first at this point.
Somebody told me we'd be in first place, I'd have believed them. But, but you know, the means in which we had to get there is obviously something that I don't think anybody predicted.
Well, you can believe anything. You believe what you want to. But that's the main thing you just said, but you got to believe. And I think for this team that everybody's sticking together, man, and believing in each other.
And finally, an injury update here from the NovaCare Complex. Running back Ryan Matthews did return to the practice field today, and afterwards he spoke about how he feels and how he's optimistic to return to the lineup on Sunday.
Speed, you know, it's amazing how the speed can change, you know, and just how fast it is. You know, you take a few days off, a week off, a couple weeks off, you know, and come back, it's fast. So, you know, you just got to get the timing down and just really get your legs back under you and everything.
And that will wrap things up for this edition of the 360 Update. Be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week for all of the latest Eagles news.
Thanks so much, Alex. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about the win on Sunday. We talked about it all last week. Big games, big moments, big upsets. Well, the Eagles certainly pulled one off on Sunday. Where does it rank in the mind of Glenn Mack now in terms of all-time Eagles upsets? We've got that and his takeaways in just a moment.
Pair small fries with your favorite for $2.50 on the break menu at McDonald's.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I got to make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
What makes a temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry and white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
I've always kept very close tabs on every NFL team.
What are you doing in there?
That's why I got NFL Red Zone on Xfinity. Now I can see every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons.
We can still see you.
Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network. Click to learn more.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Insider Dave Spadaro along with Glenn McDowell. We will wrap up the win against New England right here. And it was really an incredible game. Big play after big play. Eagles digging out from a 14-0 deficit. And it was a huge upset, let's be honest, Glenn. We talked about it last week. Where do you think it ranks?
You know, it remains to be seen because at the end of the year, if they make the playoffs, and this was the turning point, it will be a huge upset. The best upset I could ever find, and you and I talked about it last week, was when Dick Vermeil goes to Dallas in 1979, beats the Cowboys. Eagles hadn't beaten them in however many games, 8 games, 10 games, 20 games, and that really helped turn around the franchise. If the Eagles don't win over the next few weeks, this game will be a footnote. If the Eagles do, this will be one of the great upsets.
Yeah, and the fact that the Patriots were shorthanded perhaps tamps down that the idea of this huge upset.
But not, still, there was not Tom looking Brady. Back, it doesn't.
Yeah, no, but still, in the moment, you understand that the Eagles' defense going against a New England offense that missed some of its key pieces, particularly Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski, and the running back situation with Deion. Deion Lewis, thank you very much, out for the season. So New England was missing some pieces. They got creative, but a really nice game from the Philadelphia
Great
Eagles. Your takeaways. I talked about it all day yesterday.
Here you go. Number one, the star of the game was Fletcher Cox, and that was discussed a little bit today in the defensive coordinator's news conference. Yeah, Barwin and Graham each had the 2 sacks, but it was Fletcher Cox who was the one inside running up, pushing Brady out of the middle. He was credited with 10 hurries. Tom Brady was hit 13 times in this game. He's not used to that. He doesn't like that. And by the way, Dave, a little tip of the cap to a guy that you and I have debated over time, Vinnie Curry. Played a lot, played very effectively.
Yes, he did.
All right, so number two, Lane Johnson, I thought, had his best game of the season, played the entire game at right tackle, where it seems he's a little more comfortable right now. Had a penalty early on, but after that, no pressures at all on the quarterback from right tackle. Jason Peters, he did have that game-saving block at the end, but he was called for 5 penalties during the game, and that was problematic.
And I thought that Matt Tobin really worked nicely, and I think Pat Shermer referenced it earlier in the day, working with Johnson, getting out to the edge. The Eagles clearly wanted to run to the edge, and that's why they went with Darren Sproles and Barner rather than DeMarco Murray. Really good show of athleticism from Tobin, from Kelsey. The Eagles, I thought, did a nice job inside on the offensive line.
All right, well, then let's talk about the running game as number three, because that's one of them, which is Chip finally took the different look at the running game. People have been talking about this, debating it the entire time, and with Matthews out, what are they going to do? Well, he did it this time, with Sproles getting the most work he got since early last season, with Kenyon Barner, who we talked about last week, getting in there. Those guys combined 24 carries for 105. DeMarco Murray, 8 for 24. Now, so what is it going to mean going down the road? What is it going to mean against the Bills? Against the Bills, power backs have done well. Spencer Ware from KC, Chris Ivory from the Jets. They've done better against guys like Lamar Miller from Miami. So how's that going to play out this
week? Well, I think DeMarco is a good inside runner. We saw it on the 19-yard gain he had in the fourth quarter. To the edges, a mixed bag with DeMarco this season. Clearly does not have that up-the-field quickness that Ryan Matthews has, that Darren Sproles has. But there certainly is an important place in this offense for DeMarco Murray. We've not heard from him today. We expect to hear from him later in the week.
And this might be a better week for him, given how Buffalo plays defense. All right, number four, let's talk about Sam Bradford a little bit, who played well. He didn't play great, but he had no turnovers, and of course, that's the key. And what I really liked is he stood in there a couple of times under pressure. He completed two very important third down passes under pressure, the touchdowns under pressure, the one to Riley Cooper at the end. That was big, and no turnovers. Here's my one concern. Never throws deep. There really wasn't a throw over 15 yards, and I think the opportunities were there. Still checking down way too much.
I didn't see the opportunities, Dennis. I didn't see wide receivers open down the field. I'm not sure the route tree allows a lot of options down the field, and I think that's something the Eagles must add to this offense. You've got to stretch the defense. Now, perhaps they will go a little deeper. The Bills are down one cornerback. Stephon Gilmore won't play this week. Buffalo has just four healthy cornerbacks. Perhaps Jonathan Krause, who made his debut as an Eagle on Sunday, caught the shallow cross. He's got the speed to go down the field. We know Sam has the arm to get it down there. We've got to make sure that the Eagles give him time against a really good pass rush they had on Sunday and a good front here. I thought Sam Bradford had the most impressive 120-yard passing day because he didn't turn the football over. Because the Eagles were 2 of 2 in the red zone, an area they've struggled. And because of that third down pass to Riley Cooper on third and 11, that was a bullet under pressure.
All right, so you and I will both look this week to see if guys are open deeper. Because you've got to get it deeper.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. And number five, it was great to see Malcolm Jenkins back in the slot, which where he had kind of, Billy Davis had pulled him away from there over the last few weeks. He's clearly better in there. And on the nickel, he was playing the slot, and he had a great, great game. Had the hurry on the blitz, was great in coverage, and of course had the 99-yard interception. That's where Malcolm Jenkins is most effective. That's where he played, and I think that's where he's going to play against the Bills.
And I actually think that maybe his most effective play, it's obviously more difficult to, it's difficult to trump a 99-yard interception return for a touchdown, but two snaps earlier, New England gets down to the 1 yard line. They're first and goal. They're rushing, hurrying. The Eagles understand that that's what they do in those situations. And they handed off the football, and Jenkins made penetration and had a big tackle for a loss. And that pushed the Patriots back just enough on second down. Brady throws it out of the end zone. Third down, of course, the interception return. I thought that first down tackle really set the tone for the Eagles' defense in that stand. And it was a goal line stand that ultimately won the game for them.
That was it, man.
Yeah.
Jumping out of the chair
good
on
stuff.
That one.
Yeah. So good. Those are your takeaways?
Those are my takeaways.
Nice win for the Eagles over the New England Patriots. And now we focus on what's ahead for the Philadelphia Eagles. And what's ahead is a chance to win the NFC East. Three teams tied at 5-7, one the Dallas Cowboys at 4-8. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about the torrid playoff race in the NFC East.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
What if this year, we went around the table and instead of saying what we're thankful for, we said who we're thankful for? Lincoln Financial helps provide financial security for those who are always there for you. Because this is what you do for people you love. Take charge of your now at LincolnFinancial.com. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
Eagles fans, score a touchdown of your own by downloading the new McDonald's app for some delicious deals on the download. Offers are updated weekly, and you can receive a free sandwich just for downloading the app. McDonald's, I'm loving it. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider with Glenn Mack. Now, we're going to take a trip around the NFC East, brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. And it's kind of been that season for the NFC East. And now, as we head down the stretch around the final quarter of the season, it's all jammed together just like we thought it would be. Glenn, as you handicap this race, who's the lead horse in the race?
I think it's the Eagles now. And I'm really not saying that because I'm here. And here's why I think it's the Eagles now. Washington loses at home to Dallas last night. They're just not a very good team. They make dumb mistakes. They can't tackle. They drop a lot of passes. And I don't trust Kirk Cousins in a playoff race. They're currently technically ahead because of head-to-head. But they got a tough schedule, too. They're at the Bears. That's not so tough. They got the Bills.
I disagree on that.
Well, okay, maybe not. They got the
tough
Bills.
Tough schedule.
Yeah. Pardon me?
I think Chicago's a pretty good team.
Okay.
Especially at home.
All right. You know what? Maybe they are. Chicago lost to San Francisco, and maybe Chicago comes back this week.
And only because Washington hasn't won away from
hasn't won on the road.
Field.
Right. And they have three. I said they have a tough schedule.
Yeah.
But they have three on the road now. And amazingly, we're going to probably have to depend on the Cowboys one more time at the end to beat them the last week to win it. So that's, I think they're just not a very good team. The Giants, who seemed always to me to be the alternative if the Eagles didn't win it, they're really hitting the skids right now. They've lost, I think, three in a row, four out of the last five. Here, a couple things with the Giants. They get no pass rush whatsoever, right? And that's killing. That's what they always won on. And their offense, all of their money this year went into their offense. They're supposed to score 30 points a game. They've only done that four times.
And now left tackle Eric Flowers with a high ankle sprain. So that's a real problem for Eli Manning, that blind side not protected well.
Right.
The Dallas Cowboys still in it?
Well, theoretically, but no.
Green Bay, game on the road.
Yeah, let's see. Who do they have? Okay, so they're at the Packers. They've got to lose that.
Right? I would think so.
Okay, they're home to the Jets. The Jets are pretty good.
Yeah.
They're at the Bills.
And then
in December.
And then they host Washington.
And then they host Washington. So, no, I don't think Dallas can be it. I think it's going to be a tie in the end somewhere, which means it's going to be head-to-head.
And I really – and look, I think the Eagles' schedule is very difficult down the stretch, even though there are three games at Lincoln Financial Field. Buffalo is a good, quality football team. The Arizona Cardinals, we know what they've done. They're leading the NFC West. They're outstanding. Then Washington comes to town. Okay, that's a win. We think, but still a good team, and they seem to have the Eagles' number a little bit here, and particularly Ryan Kerrigan against Lane Johnson. And then the season goes to FedEx or to a MetLife Stadium. Eagles and the Giants. Could it possibly be flexed? Could the Eagles possibly play Arizona
right.
on Sunday night, Washington on Saturday night, and then the Giants on Sunday night with
yes.
the division at stake.
Yes, they could all happen.
Three straight primetime
yes.
games. Yes. Doesn't happen unless the Eagles take care of business starting Sunday
and you know,
against Buffalo.
You know who's going to – Buffalo, the Bills, my childhood team.
Yeah.
That's what's going to decide the division because they still play three of these NFC teams.
So –
that's going to be the key.
Yeah. And now the Bills will have a little bit of incentive, we know, with LeSean McCoy. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show when we return. We're going to talk about fantasy football because it's the home stretch there, too. Alex Smith and Joe Dolan coming up. It's the Fantasy Spin.
Catch holiday cookie cheer on the tip of your tongue with Dunkin' Donuts holiday cookie flavored coffees. From 2 to 6 p.m., enjoy any medium latte or macchiato for $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport Line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street Line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Any more chips? Fellas?
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
That pregame sideline experience.
Exactly.
Or even Eagles season tickets.
How do you know?
You both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes, including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
I've always kept very close tabs on every NFL team.
What are you doing in there?
That's why I got NFL Red Zone on Xfinity. Now I can see every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons.
We can still see you.
Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network. Click to learn more.
Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack now with you. Eagles 360. We come your way Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles app. Fantasy football time. Joe Dolan here to give his spin about the playoffs. The playoffs? Yes, it's fantasy football.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I'm Alex Smith, joined by Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Joe, let's start things off today by talking about the Eagles running backs. Obviously, one of the most surprising storylines from that big win for the Eagles over the Patriots on Sunday was that DeMarco Murray only had 8 carries. So if you're a fantasy owner out there right now, what do you do with the Eagles backs?
Well, unfortunately, you've just got to consider it a complete running back by committee at this point. And the Eagles have to win games, Alex. They're in first place right now. They're tied for first. Maybe they're a little lucky they're in first place, but nonetheless, they're in first. They've got to try to win games and get to the playoffs. They've got to do it with the most effective players in their backfield. And for now, that appears to be Darren Sproles. Until Ryan Matthews gets back. I can't remember the last time Darren Sproles had 19 offensive touches in a game, but he had it against the Patriots, and the Patriots really had no answer for Darren Sproles. Now, I assume the Eagles are going to try to get DeMarco Murray going this week against Buffalo, which has had a little bit of a worse run defense than people think, but I'm expecting a committee approach in the Eagles' backfield. It's going to be game-to-game, and I think you're going to have to essentially roll the dice if you start Murray, Sproles, or hopefully coming back soon, Ryan Matthews. Ryan Matthews is a guy I've been telling anybody who asked me, if he's out there on your waiver wire, go pick him up. He was incredibly effective earlier in the season before his concussion. I really hope Ryan Matthews gets healthy and gets on the field. His health certainly is priority number one, but I'm sure he's itching to get back on the field. And when he does, I would expect to see him have a significant role. So Ryan Matthews is a guy who could, in the last two or three weeks of the season, including your fantasy playoffs, I think he's somebody who can end up carrying your team. But back to the full point, it's going to be a committee approach. I think it's going to be, they're going to give DeMarco Murray a crack. If he's effective, he's going to keep getting cracks. They're going to give Darren Sproles a crack. If he's effective, he's going to keep getting cracks. And if Ryan Matthews isn't back, they're going to give Kenyon Barner a shot. So if you're using any of these guys, you've just got to hope their first couple carries go really well because they're going to get carries then for the rest of the game.
Joe, the fantasy football playoffs are upon us. Well, for most of us anyway. Earlier, we've gone over guys who had good playoff schedules and bad playoff schedules. But just for this week in particular, who are a couple of good matchups that you like?
Well, there's an obvious one at the quarterback position. That's Jameis Winston of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis Winston playing very well. I would assume he's the front runner for Rookie of the Year right now. And he's going up against the New Orleans Saints who have, I think Ron Jaworski called it arguably the worst defense he's ever seen. And the numbers back that up. Jameis Winston, in his second career start, accounted for 2 touchdowns, including a rushing touchdown against the Saints. And he is playing a lot better now than he was earlier in the season. So I think Jameis Winston at home has a good shot at putting up a multiple TD performance this week if you need a streaming quarterback. Additionally, Devontae Parker, the rookie receiver of the Miami Dolphins, he had a touchdown last week. The Dolphins didn't throw the ball basically at all as they were focusing on the run game under new offensive coordinator Zach Taylor. But Devontae Parker had a touchdown catch in his first career start, made an incredibly athletic play. So Devontae Parker is somebody against the New York Giants this week. That poor secondary, that bad defense with very little pass rush, I'm excited to see what he can do.
And Joe, how about the opposite side of that coin? Two guys who don't have such a good matchup this week.
Yeah, Latavius Murray of the Oakland Raiders, the running back, actually ended up having this past week his best game since week 3 against the Browns, against the Kansas City Chiefs. However, he's going up against the Denver Broncos this week. He had only 13 carries for 39 yards back in week 5. not exactly a matchup I am looking to exploit if I have Latavius Murray. He's a flex at best. And then Julio Jones of the Atlanta Falcons going up against Josh Norman and the Carolina Panthers. Look, this Falcon offense has been abysmal of late, and I think a lot of that's on Matt Ryan. And Josh Norman is the type of corner who can shut down a number one receiver. I think if you have Julio, you just got to suck it up and play him. Understand, this is a brutal matchup, and there is no way I'm touching Matt Ryan in this game.
Our thanks to Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Be sure to follow Joe on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. That'll wrap things up for this week's edition of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, guys. When we return to Eagles 360, Glenn, as you know, offers his bold predictions every Thursday. He'll give us a sneak peek right now, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about those Buffalo Bills playoff bound. Well, they've got to come through the NFC East first. We'll talk about it when we return.
Catch holiday cookie cheer on the tip of your tongue with Dunkin' Donuts holiday cookie flavored coffees. From 2 to 6 p.m., enjoy any medium latte or macchiato for $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the crispiest lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I got to make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Pair small fries with your favorite for $2.50 on the break menu at McDonald's.
Travel with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles for more info. We welcome you back, Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with Glenn Macnow, who I must pat on the shoulder, correctly predicted last week that the Eagles would sack Tom Brady. Tom, terrific. Tom, amazing. Four times. And in fact, they did. Connor Barwin and Brandon Graham, two each. Yep. So give us a tease of what you got in store for Buffalo.
All right. So here's one thing. And we're going to talk about LeSean McCoy all week, clearly. And by Thursday, I'll give you his over-under on yardage. But here's the thing that I think is going to be interesting to watch. And I'll make this prediction. Tyrod Taylor is a running quarterback. The Eagles have only really faced two running quarterbacks this year in Cam Newton and Jameis Winston. Winston didn't really run at all against them. I'm going to tell you this. He's going to run. Tyrod Taylor is going to run for 50 yards against the Eagles. Doesn't mean the Eagles are going to lose, but it's something we haven't really seen this year, and I think it's going to happen this week.
Not sure that's a good thing if he's running for 50 yards.
I'm not sure it's a good thing either.
And I can't wait to hear your over-under for LeSean McCoy, who has not been shy talking about this return to Philadelphia, and it's certainly a rivalry game for him, a revenge game, Glenn. And later in the week, we're going to talk about some of the Eagles players who've left town and come back in opposing uniforms, the success rate, the thrill rate, some games that we'll just never forget. I thought the Terrell Owens
That's the one.
Game was
Nothing's
the game.
Nothing's going to top that yeah. one.
Fantastic.
That was a great one.
Otherwise, what do we have on the menu for you? Our Amoroso's on the menu segment here. Well, we're going to take our first look at Eagles and Bills tomorrow with myself and Joe DeCamera here, and of course Chip Kelly, his weekly exclusive one-on-one presented by Wawa. We'll have him in studio for Wednesday's show. I will look at the Eagles defense on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, an impressive performance against Tom Brady. How equipped are the Eagles down the stretch? How do you feel about that?
How do we feel about the Eagles down the stretch?
Yeah, defense.
If they can play as they played the other day, I feel pretty good about it.
Glenn Macnow, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Great stuff. We'll see you on Thursday. Thank you all for joining us here on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.